وسهلا يا رمضان.
Sayyidina Salman Farsi has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, if anyone serves a fasting Muslim with iftar, angels will pray for his forgiveness in Ramadan. And Jibreel alayhi salam will pray for his forgiveness at Laylatul Qadr. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, look how great the blessings and bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal are. If a Muslim provides someone with a date or a sip of water for iftar in the holy month of Ramadan, the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal pray for his forgiveness in Ramadan, also prays for his forgiveness at Laylatul Qadr. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. According to a narration, if anyone serves a person with iftar in Ramadan with halal earnings, the angels will send durood upon him at every night in Ramadan, and Jibreel alayhi salam will shake his hands with such a person at Laylatul Qadr. If Jibreel alayhi salam shake hands with a person, his eyes will shed tears due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, and his heart will become soft. Another hadith states that if someone serves a fasting Muslim with water, Allah Azza wa Jal will make him drink water from my pond, that is Hawz-e-Qawsar, and he will not feel thirst till he enters heaven. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Salman bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, and the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, when you do iftar, do it with a fresh or dry date, because it is a blessed, and if you have neither, then do iftar with water, because it is a purifier. This blessed hadith encourages us to do iftar with fresh or dry dates, because it is sunnah to do so. But if you have neither of them, then you can use water as it is a purifier. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to do iftar with fresh dates before the Maghrib Salah. If the dates were not available, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would eat a few dry dates instead, and if they were not available either, he would drink a few handfuls of water. The foregoing blessed hadith describes the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would initially prefer fresh dates for iftar. If they weren't available, then dry dates. And if they weren't available either, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would drink water. Therefore, we should first attempt to do iftar with sweet fresh dates, which is the sweet sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If they aren't available, then dry dates. And if that isn't available either, then water.